Welcome to NPR's All Songs Considered, highlights from NPR's online music show. Enjoy.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the high-performance 6-speed Acura TL. Information at Acura.com.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. On Saturday, January 28th, we had the pleasure of webcasting a concert by Laura Veers and Colin Molloy. The show is presented by the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. On this podcast, some selections from that concert. Laura Veers is a singer and a songwriter living in Seattle. She often plays with her band, The Tortured Souls. Here, she's performing alone, though she makes use of a loop station, a little box that she sings and plays into on stage, making it possible to harmonize with herself and play guitar lines on top of more guitar lines. We'll play a few selections from Laura Veers, then on to Colin Molloy. You might know Colin Molloy from his band The Decemberists. We've featured them on All Songs Considered a few times. At the Birchmere, it was just Colin and his guitars and a good deal of wit and charm. You can hear the entire show at our website, even download an MP3 of the show. We have more concerts coming up. Our newsletter is the best way to find out what we're up to, npr.org/allsongs. For the sampling, let's start off with Laura Veers, a song called Snow Camping.
I saw the violet turn to night. I saw the water turn to ice. A thousand snowflakes hovered around me, the world aglow. I heard a distant songbird singing, a song the words I used to know. And as the melody went ringing, I felt my bones on the rocks below, the weighted trees of my own. Beside me, blankets pulled up to his chin, the makeshift snow cave settled slightly, but held us in, sheltered us like mom and dad, they always held. They held us. They held us. They held us. They held us. left me alone with the blood in my mouth. To paw and to pray, to tear at the fray for a thundercloud. To dress up your wounds and wash off the salt and freshen the bones at your sea-rusted altar.
very much. Colin Malloy is up next. Good night.
How's everybody doing? So to brighten things up, this is a song about a joint suicide. It's called We Both Go Down Together.
Here on these cliffs of Dover, so high you can't see over, and while your head is spinning, hold tight, it's just beginning. You come from parents wanting a childhood rough and rotten. I come from wealth and beauty, untouched by work or duty, you know. My love, my love. And oh, my love, my love. We both go down together. I found you a tattoo to write on, a dirty daughter from the labor camps. I laid you down in the grass of a clearing. You wept, but your soul was willing. And oh, my love, and oh, my love, my love. We both go down together, and my parents will never consent to this love. But I hold your hand. Meet me on my vast veranda, my sweet untouched Miranda. And while the seagulls are crying, we fall, but our souls are flying. And oh, my love, and oh, my love, and oh, my love, oh, my love, and oh. Go down. Wait for it. Together.
Thank you.
I'm an engine driver on a long run, would I work beside her? She's a long one, such a long one, and if you don't love me, let me go. If you don't love me, let me go. I'm a county lineman on the high line, on the high line. So will be my grandson. There are power lines in our bloodlines, and if you don't if you don't love me, let me go. And I am a writer writer of fictions. I am the heart that you call home. And I've written pages upon pages, trying to rid you from my bones. My bones. My bones. I'm a money lender. I have fortunes upon fortunes. Take my hand for tender. I am tortured, ever tortured. And if you don't love me, let me go. And if you don't love me, let me go. I am a writer, writer of fictions. I am the heart that you call. And I've written pages upon pages, trying to rid you from my bones. I am a writer, I am all that you have home. And I've written upon pages, trying to rid you from my bones, my bones, my bones. And if you don't love me, let me go. And if you don't love me, let me go.
Thank you. So the thing is about this next song is that I always swore that if ever I were to be in the position to be having a child, that I would never write a song about it. Something about that, you know, it's like inevitable. You just, everybody does it. And I thought, you know, I think I could fight that urge. Well, it just so happens that that's happening in a month, which is very exciting. And very exciting indeed. And but when I thought that I could fight it, but it turns out that I couldn't. So I broke my cardinal rule and I ended up writing this song about it. Goes like this.
My darling, what wonder have we wrought here? It's weird and it's wonderful, dear. An ankle, an earlobe, an elbow bone. It's weird how it wonderful grows. And it was only me and you. That made this three come out of two. My darling, what wonder have we wrought here? It's weird and it's wonderful. Tumbling in Dublin, and next thing you know. and rib cage and beating heart. A weird and a wonderful start. And it was only me and you. Made this three come out of two. My darling, what a wonder have we wrought here. It's weird and it's wonderful here. It's weird, but mostly wonderful, dear.
This song is called Everything I Try to Do, Nothing Seems to Turn Out Right. A little autobiographical number. Sort of. Oh, it's in the wrong key.
Advice, but we stayed till the ending. They're all the mice, but your clothes didn't look so bad. Back on the street, the rain was descending in cold, dirty sheets. So under the awning, we sat. And then you hailed yourself a yellow. I sat for a time by the valets in line, and I read what you wrote on the card. Above a cowboy you drew a big tuck balloon saying, try not to take it so hard. But there's this nagging suspicion that won't leave me alone tonight. It's just that everything I try to do, nothing seems to turn out right. Backs and stared at the ceiling. I messed with your slacks, but ended up just holding your hand. The rain will remain. The TV was telling a drip of the drain as your legs left to brilliantly bend. And father resting on the ottoman. Then we turned off the tube and we crawled to your room, leaving discarded clothes in our wake. And we both had some fun, though I twice bit my tongue and it lasted too long for my taste. But there's this nagging suspicion that won't leave me alone tonight. It's just that everything I try to do, nothing seems turn out right. It's just this nagging suspicion that won't leave me alone tonight. It's just that everything I try to do, well, nothing seems to turn out right. Oh, wait. can wave and you're off to your families. I sit and watch as a taxi lights distantly fade. I guess I always thought it'd end this way.
Thank you. Okay, this song actually was written for a specific utility in mind. It was sung over the phone to somebody in England for apologizing for having their bicycle stolen.
I'm really sorry, Stephen, but your bicycle's been stolen. I was watching it for you till you came back in the fall. I guess I didn't do such a good job after all. I was feeling really sorry, Stephen, and I spent all morning grieving, and everybody saying that you'll take the news gracefully. Somehow I don't think I'll be getting off that easily. A man or no harm when I left her unlocked outside the Orange Street food farm. I was just running and didn't think I'd be that alive. I came out, she was gone, and all that was there was some bored old dog leashed up to the place where your bicycle had been. I guess we'll never see poor Madeline again. This be consolation, Stephen, that all the while you were in England, I treated her with care and respect and gave her lots of love. And I was usually pretty good about locking her up. Where is she going? Well, I bet she's on the bottom of the French town pond, rudely abused on some Hesher's joyride. So I wrote you this song in the hopes that you'd forgive me even though it was wrong, being so careless with things so great and taking your poor Madeline away. Away.
Thanks.
Colin Malloy at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, January 28, 2006. The full concert can be heard at our website, npr.org/allsongs, and that's true of the Laura Veer show as well. Coming up in the concert series, Bell and Sebastian and the New Pornographers. To find out more, sign up for the newsletter. There's a link on the homepage. Again, that's npr.org/allsongs. From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Thanks for listening. You'll find more about this program and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura.